Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Time. I am recording on a beautiful spring day. It's lovely out there, the birds are chirping and the sun is shining and I'm feeling great. But anyway, enough about me. Let's dive into today's topic. I think this is going to be something that will really rock your world. I am not Michael Jackson, but I'm putting it in there anyway. If you are a service provider or somebody who exchanges time for money, now this can happen whether you charge by the hour or whether you offer packages, however you offer your services, this one will resonate with you. So today I want to share a truth with you. And the truth is, your clients don't care how much time you have spent on something. And if they do, we need to talk. So a common misconception when we start our businesses and as we progress, when we get booked out and we get busier and we start working for clients, we carry a value with us when it comes to our time, and that is that our value will equate with how much time we have spent on something. I used to be all about time tracking. So I'm a traditional type A organizer at heart, bless my little cotton socks, and I would spend hours each week painstakingly planning out my calendar, adjusting my time blocks, moving my time blocks around, tracking where I spent every minute and recording it all like no one's business, honestly. So I did this. I started by offering hourly rate packages to all my clients when I started out because I thought this would be the easiest way to get up and running. And in a lot of ways, it was. There is nothing wrong with offering hourly rate packages. There is nothing wrong with offering service-based packages. If you are equating the right metrics with your value. So I offered hourly rate packages to my clients. I onboarded every single one based on the amount of time that I would allocate to them each week. Then each and every week, I'd allocate all my working hours out to each of my clients. So I had meticulously booked out only the amount of hours that I wanted to have available to work. And on paper, it really should have worked. But I was finding that I would get to the end of every single week wondering why I still felt completely behind. So on paper, everything should have been hunky-dory. I was booked out to the amount of available hours I'd allocated to work, and I thought pretty good at aligning what I thought could be done in the available hours I had and communicating that with my clients. So I couldn't understand why the hell I was feeling so incredibly busy and working outside the hours I'd scheduled constantly. My time blocking plan just never went to plan. So it always blew out, even if I had, in inverted commas, perfect weeks where, you know, my girls were in childcare and no one was sick and nothing else interrupted it. So what the hell was going on? I was trying to work the way I'd been conditioned to work for the last 20 years. It's probably more than 20 now. My goodness, lordy, lordy. I was equating the value that I could provide with the time that I was spending on something. So no matter how I felt day to day, whether I was at my most creative and vibrant or, you know, languishing in a productivity black hole of Slumpy McSlumperson. I don't know where Slumpy McSlumperson came from, but let's just go with it. I would work according to what the time block said to do on my calendar. And I would hit the hours and then feel like I needed to do more hours to catch up. But I'd be getting to the end of every day feeling so drained of mental energy, cheated because I felt like I was putting all these hours in, but I felt like I couldn't justify asking my clients for more money. But then having to do more, still having to do more. So It wasn't that I wasn't spending those hours working, by the way, because I was. But I felt like everything was taking so much longer than I thought it should have to do. I was trying so hard to manage my time, but I was completely ignoring the most powerful tool I had to actually deliver value without working all the hours, my energy. So by filling my calendar with hourly blocks and working away without any clear, you know, stop or enough point when it came to what I was delivering, I felt like there was never an end to my to-do list, both for my clients and for myself. And I was also ignoring the critical ingredient when it comes to creativity and brain function: rest. Let me explain what I mean. So, transitioning from an employee working for one company, or say client to be comparative, to a service provider model working for multiple clients and trying to do this using the same hours equals value or dollars model that I'd subscribed to as an employee, it just didn't work. Why is that? Because as a service provider with the goal of delivering exceptional value to each and every one of my clients, I was giving myself absolutely no downtime. So in comparison, in my corporate role, working for one employer, there would naturally be pockets of downtime and pockets of busy time in each and every day. So yes, I was physically at work for more hours, but mentally I actually had more breaks, inverted commas, because they weren't actually breaks, but more mental breaks in my corporate role than I was serving myself in my business. I was listening to a podcast episode one day that completely opened up a whole new way of creating value for my clients and in my own business without burning myself into the ground in terms of my time and the hours I worked. And the podcaster, I honestly can't remember who it was. I wish that I took notes when I hear these gems from other people's podcasts, because I'm always talking about on my socials, you'll see me say, I had a podcast, and like, can't tell you who it is. So I will get better at capturing who each of these podcasters are so that you can go and listen to them. The podcaster I was listening to was talking about something called Parkinson's Law, the concept that a task will naturally fill the time that we allocate to it. So this explains, say, why, you know, we all say that we work better under pressure. You know, it explains why we can magically finish an assignment or a presentation the night before it's due. And it also explains why our time can expand and compress to accommodate huge life changes, like having kids, right? So I started playing with adjusting how much time I was allocating to each client and each task. So I would set these little challenges for myself to complete things in less time without compromising on the value that I was delivering. So when I first started doing this, I just played with, you know, how much time I spent on something. So adjusting the time I'd allocated to something by, say, 15 minutes or 30 minutes. But then as I started to gain momentum on doing this and I realized how effective it was, I started looking at ways to optimize even further. So I focused on optimizing the systems I used and the workflow I would complete around getting something done and seeing what I could tweak to reduce the amount of time I needed to spend on something without reducing the value. And guess what happened? Dun, da, 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 da. What happened was, number one, I gained hours of time back, literally hours of time back. Number two, I spent more time resting my brain and actually allowing myself the mental break I needed or the breaks that I needed through the day. Number three, I actually delivered sharper results for my clients with more value because I was more rested, more creative, and more focused because I had the space to be that way. And number four, probably the most important one here, guys, my clients didn't care how much time I was spending on their tasks. Now, to caveat this, there are two reasons why your clients will care how much time you spend on something, whether you charge by the hour or not. So the first reason is that you are not delivering the value or completing the work that they've requested in a fair amount of time. So this is known as either dicking around or something is not working. So there is a disconnect in how they or you are estimating the amount of time it actually does require to complete something. And number two, your clients are micromanagers and you need to get new ones. No, but seriously, this is not a 9-to-5. You are not an employee. You are a business owner providing a service. And if your clients are solely measuring your worth via the number of hours you put in instead of the true value you deliver, get new ones. The obvious caveat to this is, of course, if you are, you know, performing services like, you know, covering call answering for a specified period or something where you need to be available to do something within a certain time slot, then yes, you need to be available within that time slot. Outside of this, no, no, just no. So that's it for today, guys. If you are feeling like you are working all the hours and, you know, time blocking and planning and productivity apps are just not helping, I hope that this has given you some food for thought and helps reframe your perspective on how you can deliver epic value without burning yourself out when it comes to your time. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who you think it might help. I'd love to get the podcast out there to more people and help more people work less and live more. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please hit follow or subscribe on whatever player you are listening on. And I can't wait to share another episode with you next week, guys. Bye for now.